Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm in Fort Lauderdale at the Abbey Winter Convention, and I'm with Mike Hayes, the owner of David's Abbey Carpet and Floor in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great.
So you're Mike, and the store's named David. I'm guessing that's your dad, right?
So David's my dad. He started this 53 years ago.
Always been in Knoxville.
We have a store in Knoxville, one in Pigeon Forge, and a new store in Maryville. But East Tennessee.
So you're creeping over toward the second homes near the Smoky Mountains, right?
Yeah, we've been in Pigeon Forge for about 27 years.
How many years you been in Abbey?
We joined in 1991, so about 35.
Is your father still in the business?
He's still in the business. He really doesn't work much anymore.
How is business?
Business is good. You know, ever since 2020, we've had record year after record year. Last year was the first year we were off. It was like 1.5%, so wasn't much. This year started off good.
So, you know, you're beating the national average. Why do you think that you're doing better than most of the independent retailers out there?
Part of it is Knoxville's in a bubble. We're an area that is growing, as everybody reads in the news. So we haven't ever felt the downturn that some dealers did, and we understand that. I think our showrooms, support we get from our suppliers and Abbey makes a huge difference.
Tell us a little bit about your clientele.
So we hit every segment, which is a little unusual for floor covering people. We have a commercial division. We have multifamily. We, of course, have retail and then builders. So we break it up into four, five if you count DIY.
Who do you see in your store? Tell us a little bit about store traffic.
Most of the people that come in our store are designers bringing customers. And it could be either a new home or an existing home they're redoing, but we work with a lot of designers.
So why do you think that area is growing? Is it because of the Teleco area, the Smoky Mountain area, or what's the draw for Knoxville?
I think the draw is all of Tennessee. People are moving in every place in Tennessee is growing.
Certainly not the volunteers, is it?
Well, it's probably not the volunteers, but we get our fair share of good from the volunteers.
So we're at the Abbey meeting, as I said, and you've been in it for a long time. Tell me a little bit of the benefits you get from being part of this group.
The biggest benefit is support and networking, and I think that's the case with anything. If we have any issue or just need to talk, you just pick up the phone and call them, and there's somebody there to talk to. This year, the product introductions is really good.
What's a couple that stand out that you're excited about?
Talking to other dealers in the show, because we're excited about Roka, MSI, Home Legend. I mean, they added quite a few big suppliers this year.
So on the technology side, as far as, you know, digital building of store traffic and website and things like that, how's Abbey doing there?
They're growing, like most. They drive quite a bit through their floor hub system. Fortunately, I have young people that know how to use all that. So that's probably my best answer there, is because I'm not the best tech person, but my son's down there right now and he's going through it. And we get quite a few leads just off their leads.
So your son's in the business. Did you go back to David on that one?
No, my son is Dylan, and he started a year ago. My son-in-law also started about 2 years ago. And then my sister, of course, works with me. She's really in charge.
Well, it's a real family business. As part of being at this show, are you going to go back and do anything differently?
I don't know that we'll do very much different. We'll take some new things back with us. You got to stick to your core values.
Are you seeing any shifts in what the consumer's buying now as far as hardwood, carpet, LVT, that kind of thing?
We still sell everything. We're heavy tile and heavy wood when it comes to hard surface. Units, we sell a lot of LVP, but we still lean towards more glue downs or loose lays than clicks. So we haven't dealt with a lot of the issues that I've heard about.
What percentage of your sales are hard surface versus soft surface?
Hard surface volume-wise, as far as dollars, would be about 80%.
But on that 20% of carpet, are you seeing any shifts in what the consumer's buying?
Yeah, on the retail side, even on the custom home side, on carpet, there's less of it, so they'll spend more money. So you get higher-end products, except on the multifamily and some of the track builders. They're still, so the middle grade's kind of gone. It's either really low or really high.
And you think you're going to have another growth year in 26?
Our goal is to hold. I'm happy if we hold, but it started off, it looks like we'll grow somewhere between 3 and 4%. We grew from 23 to 24, we were exceptional. 25 was just a little bit off.
How are you doing as far as installers? Do you have enough installers?
Nobody ever has enough good installers. We run a fair amount of crews.
So, Mike, I understand you just stepped onto the WFCA board, right?
I did. This would be my first year.
And you're also a big supporter of educating, you know, the next generation of installers, right?
Yes, I think the growth there, we all need installers, and what Kay and them are doing with the schools is going to help tremendously if we all support it.
You're talking about Kay Whitener with the FCEF, and you've actually given a sizable gift to both the FCEF and to your local trade school, right?
Yes, I think you have to invest in your community, and you got to invest in your industry. Don't expect all the factories to take care of that. We as retailers have a responsibility.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you again. Talking to Mike Hayes at David's Abbey Carpet, Floor, and Home in Knoxville at the Abbey meeting here in Fort Lauderdale. And you've been listening to Kempar and FortLA.net.